person did you reflect upon yesterday? What stands out the most?
You know, penalties. You know, penalties too, and turnovers. In the game that we won, you know, we didn't have no turnovers, and you know, and we got to we gave them too many yards after a run for the running back. I feel like we contained Stafford pretty well. He wasn't running, as we've seen in the previous games with other teams. We kept him in the pocket well, but the yards after run from the running back, we got to wrap up better. And, you know, turnovers, you know, you got to win a turnover battle.
Uncharacteristic of this defense to miss tackles like that.
Yeah, it is. It is uncharacteristic. You know, we can't go for the one hit knockout. We got to wrap them up and gang tackle.
Have you guys been given an update on Dalvin?
Oh, no. I leave that up to the trainer. That's above my pay grade.
If he is out for the year, though, how devastating is that?
This is devastating. He started off very, very, very hot, and we'll hate to see him go. But at the end of the day, this is National Football League, and this next guy up, and any opportunity the next guy get, you got to go make the most of it. But you know, it's going to be devastating if we lose him. But it's the next guy up mentality. You know, we got Latavius Murray, we got Jet, we got C.J. Ham. You know, we got guys that can get it done at a high level too. So at the end of the day, we just gotta pray for Dalvin, and hopefully everything shows on the MRI that it's, you know, that he's only out 4 to 6 weeks, but who knows.
Ever seen you use last year's game at Chicago on Monday night as some motivation for this week?
Yeah, man, we're motivated. That game, it didn't turn out like we wanted to, but you know, now we got to go back to the tape, you know, correct the errors, and you know, figure out what do we have to do right to win the game. But we got to go in against Chicago with full steam and with the attitude that we need to win this game. It's a divisional game. It's a big game. Chicago, you can never underestimate any team in the National Football League. We got to go out there and dominate them in all three phases, win the turnover battle, tackle better, score more touchdowns. You know, we just got to do it on a high level in all three phases.
Everson, having been here a while, does it ever seem like the Vikings are just snake bit? I mean, you've had so many key injuries.
No, man, the train going to keep on going, baby. We got guys that's going to step up and play in the role. I don't feel that at all. We don't like that negative energy. You know, we're going to think positive, and we're going to keep it going in a positive way. And, you know, we're 2-2. We finished the first quarter 2-2. And the biggest thing for us right now is to finish this next quarter 4-0. You know, we got to go out there and be 4-0 in this next quarter to put us at 6-2. But that's with us being consistent on a daily basis, go out there with the attitude of going out there and get better at practice, working on the small details of your game to help this team win.
Everson, it sounds like you're getting Mitch Trubisky on Monday night. When you face a rookie quarterback that you guys haven't seen, how does that affect the way you prepare?
You know, you just rush. You know, you rush. You stop the run first and foremost. They got a good running game. Howard, he's strong back. He liked to hit a whole downhill north and south runner. They got some good wideouts that they can get the ball to. But at the end of the day, we got to stop the run because they're going to run the ball against us. And then they're going to let them throw play action passes. They're not going. I don't think they will give us drop back passes at all. But who knows? We really haven't broke down the tape yet. But I feel like they're going to run the ball, play action, and we got to stop the run and force them into passing situations, and that's by giving the offense more opportunities to go out there and score more points.
How does that change things when you're facing a rookie quarterback that you haven't seen much?
I mean, I think he can run a little bit. He's a little athletic. He can run a little bit. So we're going to have to keep him contained in pocket. But at the end of the day, you know, we just got to go out there and handle our business.
You ever thought on the success of the tight ends yesterday, having success the Detroit tight ends against you guys?
They did catch the ball in a lot of flats, huh? Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. We just got to cover better.